Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
Paul the Apostle is going to bring up the city of Laodicea today. And now Laodicea was located just a few miles north of the city of Colossae. And just like the church in Colossae, the Laodicean church was probably founded by one of Paul's converts while Paul was staying in Ephesus. Now this city was wealthy, a city center of trade and commerce. Later the Apostle John would criticize the believers that lived in that city as being lukewarm in their commitment to Christ. The fact that Paul wanted this letter to be passed on to these Laodicean believers indicates that false teaching had spread there also. Now, Paul was counting on ties of love to bring these churches together, to stand against this heresy, this common enemy, and to encourage each other to remain true to God's plan of salvation in Jesus Christ. Again, Colossians chapter 2 today, beginning in verse 1, Paul says, "For I desire to have you know how greatly I struggle for you and for those in Laodicea and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh." The Living Bible says, "I wish you could know how much I have struggled in prayer for you and for the church in Laodicea and for the many other friends who have never known me personally." Now, in our text in this chapter, Paul's going to work into this idea of being complete, that as Christians, we are complete, we're whole, meaning having all the necessary, the perfect and the whole. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, "Seeing that his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and virtue." Divine power has granted to us all things. Now this verse, and the book of Colossians in general, and really, you could even say the totality of Scripture, clearly tells us that Jesus is everything we need for eternal life. Jesus is everything we need for our daily walk. In him, we are complete. We are whole. Now the question is, though, today, is do we believe that? And moreover, will we live in the light of that fact, or are we always lifting up the rug, trying to find some answer or some morsel to finish what apparently it seems that God can't complete? Now, two things draw us to this reality that we are complete in Christ. One, a clear and growing understanding of the person of Jesus Christ. So that's one way we get there. Who he is and how he works and the power and the authority in which he operates. Secondly, a daily and you could say even moment by moment growing relationship in Christ. This is the reality that brings us to complete. Now, in that growing relationship with Christ, we gain gnosko knowledge. Gnosko, that's a knowledge through experience. And in gnosko knowledge, he proves that his word is true, proves it through the experience of his truth being manifested in our lives. Now, Paul was concerned about these believers in Colossae. He must have heard that these false teachers had come in amongst them and had begun to draw people away from the truth of Scripture. And let's face it, gang, today we have the exact same thing occurring in our culture. There are those out there who claim to know Christ, yet they bring to the greater church, as well as the local church, a spirituality that's based upon man-made rules and upon personal formulas and pet theories and legalistic doctrines. Verse 2 says, "That their hearts may be comforted, that they may, being knit together in love, gaining all riches of the full assurance of understanding, that they may know the mystery of God, both of Father and Christ." And in our Living Bible says, "This is what I've asked of God for you, that you will be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love, and that you will have the rich experience of knowing Christ with real certainty and clear understanding. For God's secret plan, now at last made known, is Christ himself." Apostle Paul. Here he's mentioning his desire to see these believers in Colossae, and not only just to see them, but to see them comforted, to see them encouraged and strengthened. And he knew that the path to these things was, number one, the unity of love being manufactured and manifested in their midst. Two, that the confidence that comes through the understanding of the completeness that we have in Christ. So the unity of love and the confidence of where we stand in Christ. Now, guys, that kind of assurance is something that is so missing in so many lives today. Our text tells us that with the believer's assurance comes riches. Riches. And gaining all riches with the full assurance of understanding. What kind of riches is he talking about here? Well, peace, joy, fulfillment. And then he says that we may know the mystery of God. We gain these riches that we might know the mystery of God. So the word mystery here speaks concerning the person and the character of Jesus Christ. The mystery that speaks of the fact that he is God in flesh. He is the narrow gate. That he is the only road, the only mediator between God and man. Savior, Redeemer, bearer of life itself.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.